You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be, you lovely Still City Insider podcast viewers, listeners. I'm one of your hosts here on episode number 67 alongside Mr. Jim Wexel. Jim, how are you today?
I'm doing great, except, you know, our guest didn't show up. And I thought for sure he would. That's... You know, I reached out to John Mellencamp. I put it on Facebook that I thought we could get him. After last week's 2,000 views... of Fanica and Wolfley?
Yeah.
2,000 views.
2,000.
That didn't seem to impress the Mellencamp camp.
Man, I mean, Mr. Mellencamp, I mean, do we need to hit 5,000 views? What is it? We want you to come on the show.
Here's the thing. I wrote about him. I put him in my books. I had to, like, keep bumping into him, but I've never seen him. And I'm a big rock and roll fanatic, and I've never seen him. I had tickets to him once. He was warming up for the Kinks in 1981, but I don't watch warm-up bands in 1981. I'm cruising the lobby and the bars and seeing what's up. I'm 21 years old. So I come back and I said, how was the warm-up band? And my buddy said, really, really good. I said, really? Who was it? He goes, I think he said his name was John Cougar. Now, so that was in 1981, and I missed him then, and I met him in the press box. I gave him a light one time. I was like, who is this bum with this beautiful woman? And then the bum started walking right at me. He goes, hey, you got a light? I'm like, no wonder this bum's with that beautiful woman. It's Mellencamp. And so I gave him a light. And so I thought that, and plus the 2,000 views last week, I thought for sure we could nab Mellencamp. He's in town. He's in his hotel room. Why wouldn't he want to talk ball? Ball, rock and roll, and cigarettes. We could talk about all those topics here.
I'll fire one up right now.
Except we have OTA news. We do have actual football news. There's a lot of news, too.
We do. We have a ton of football content to bring your way. And, Jim, we're going to jump into it. But, John Mellencamp, if you're out there, we want you to come on the show. This is our request. So maybe episode 60, maybe next week he'll be here. Maybe he'll be
talking
here.
Ball, talking rock and roll, talking cigarettes. What else you want, man? Hey,
I'll even roll up a pack on my sleeve, like in the old days. You know,
I actually texted Randy Bauman at TV and said, hey, give me some advice. I want to get this guy on the Steel City Insider podcast. Yeah. He's in town. He wrote back, buy up all the cigarettes in town.
Well, okay, so we know what our objective is between now and next week, but in terms of our objective today, it is the beginning of Steelers Organized Team Activities, OTAs for short, running May 23rd through the June 8th. Jim, you are the insider himself. You've been there. You've got the scoop from OTAs. What do you have to share with us?
Oh, well, what interests you most? Let me preface all the stuff I'm going to say. By saying I had all this stuff confirmed in the locker room. It'll all be a story form. I think it's got to be notebook form because I talked to so many different people for me to put together one coherent story. And I don't want to save stuff for a story tomorrow. I want to go do the same thing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Go around, get a notebook. Who doesn't love reading juicy notebooks?
I do.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's what I'll have tomorrow. All this stuff that I'm going to say today have been confirmed. Because we can't report what we see unless it's confirmed in the locker room by players. That's all done. But I'm not going to sit here and go. And I talked to Dan Moore after, and he confirmed all this. I'm going to put that in my story, all that.
There you go. I love the strategy. And what better place to start than the signal caller for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Kenny Pickett. You know, a lot of pressure on him heading into season number two. Big year for him to see what type of development he's made from last year until this year. What have you seen from Kenny? What are you hearing from Kenny? What do you have to share about?
It's funny you start with Kenny because I allow the mob to go talk to him while I can talk to 52 other players. Kenny, you know, he was asked about all the things that he said on Ben Roethlisberger's show, and he confirmed that, yes, I did say those. So I'll refer you to the Ben Roethlisberger show. As far as what he looked like, I mean, he's Kenny Pickett. He's thicker. He looks in great shape. I tell you, his arm looked good. His arm looked good.
How about his hands? Any bigger? His hands any bigger?
No, but I you asked me the wrong guy. This is the only one I can't really tell you everything because I had no confirmation.
All right. Well, I'm going to jump
right. I had no confirmation that, yes, I look good today.
I'm going to stick on the offensive side of the football. We'll just jump around with the positional areas. I did see some reports about Jalen Warren that he's looking a little bit larger.
Okay. As well. All right. We all know what the running back situation. Ask me about the offensive line, please. And the defensive line and defensive secondary. Those are all the change positions.
All right. We're playing bully ball this year in Pittsburgh. All the additions on the offensive line. What did you see from the offensive lineman?
Okay, Dan Moore. First of all, I'm talking to Craig Wolfley. I go, what do you think? He goes, look at this guy. He is taking this threat seriously. He's talking about Dan Moore. Mm-hmm. He looked like a totally different human mass. The mass is all still there. And I made the mistake of asking Dan. He was working first team left tackle in front of Broderick. Broderick was second team. I asked Dan, how much weight he lost because it's coming down into the taper, the thin waist. And he said, I actually gained weight. So, I mean, he added muscle and lost fat. And then I said, he goes, I've never felt better. He goes, I really worked hard. I go, the motivation of a first round pick, huh? And he goes, I don't think he really liked that. He said, I've got enough motivation as is. And true, he's entering his third year, but he's becoming a man now. And so that's an example of what competition is going to do for that entire room.
Yeah.
And so I talked to James Daniels, you know, what's going to do for the interior. James is the right guard. Mason Cole's the center. And Isaac Siumalo is the left guard. He was raving about Siumalo. I said, you know, is it Jason Kelsey, the Eagles center?
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the Kelsey boys said it's the smartest guy that he ever played next to, right? Smartest guard. And the Steelers got a steal. Kelsey of the Eagles said that. And we have heard things like that about Siumalo, that this was the free agent guy they got.
Yeah.
And James Daniels said, did Kelsey say that? I said, yeah. He goes, because I'm noticing that myself. I've been hanging with that guy. All I do is ask him questions. I think he's getting tired of me asking questions, but he's smart. He goes, I'm not surprised that his former teammates say that about him, but he hadn't heard that. So it's pretty cool.
Wow.
You know, these lights keep getting brighter. Did you ever notice that?
I know you can adjust the warmth.
I do. I keep having to turn them down. I keep getting brighter as we speak.
You look good.
Maybe it's getting all the gases. Anyway, that's your interior. Kendrick Green was the backup center. Dotson was the backup left guard. And Chooks was the right tackle.
Yeah.
And Herbig was the backup right guard.
Okay.
So I talked to all those guys, and stuff will be in the Steel City Insider tomorrow behind the paywall. Some of it has to be behind the paywall. This podcast is free. That's why we were able to strike the bonanza of 2.1K.
That's
almost famous.
I know, we're close. I think that's a movie. We're almost famous. Speaking of almost famous, you talked about some of the changes in body composition for Dan Moore, showing that he's been putting in the time, putting in the effort. He's getting leaner, he's getting bigger. It looked like he lost weight, but he's probably just actually adding muscle. What about some of these guys that are on the fringe? You mentioned Kendrick Green playing at backup center. Do you see any growth in his stature, or even Kevin Dotson, a guy who seems to be in jeopardy at his position? Any Any changes in there?
I'm just going to stick with the guys that stand out. I'm not going to go around and, monitor their offseason. The guys that stand out, stand out. Yeah. Calvin Austin is the last offensive guy that we can go to. But for one thing, let me just say this about the offensive line. Wolfley was just amazed at the mass, the athletes, the number of them. Wolfley, I have a feeling he's going to write something about this. So he'll get into, I would have quoted him otherwise, but I'm like, oh, he'll probably write about this in a couple of days. But he was just so impressed by the group. And that's what Faneca tried to say to us last week. And that's what James Daniels was agreeing with. Just the huge increase in competition is going to make all of them that much better. But as Alan said, offensive line is a fraternity, a brotherhood. And there's not going to be hurt feelings.
Yeah.
It's all a positive. It's not like, oh, this guy's in now in my competition lane. No, it's everybody's into it. And Daniel said you could tell the enthusiasm upswing. Everybody's into this. And so that was one guy that talked about how excited he was for this upcoming ride. And there was a defensive guy that did that. We'll get to later.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that's a massive part of any type of sports. And just to kind of stray a bit from OTAs, when you have that intangible fact component of enthusiasm, optimism, excitement, guys buying into team concept, into what their goals are, I think that can go a long way. So if you have players talking about that now, I think that bodes well for the season. Jim, one player that I wanted to hit on real fast, sticking with that O-line theme here, even though he's not an offensive lineman, the rookie Darnell Washington, the tight end. Is he as big as everybody said he is?
Well, I think everybody was getting a little wrong impression that he would be a 300-pound tackle. He's not that thick. He doesn't have the tree trunks that people were like, oh, I thought he'd be bigger. But, I mean, he's a big man. Don't get me wrong. But he's a tight end. He's going to run patterns. He can run deep. So he's not going to get as big as a tackle. So to tell you the truth, on one way to answer your question, yes, he's that big. Two, I sit next to people that keep saying, man, I thought he would be bigger after everybody talked about him being a tackle.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
So,
okay.
I don't really know how to put that.
Right. And then you did mention Calvin Austin, who was hurt all last season, but there are big things expected from him this year.
Well, he had Liz Frank. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's nervous about that. Some guys don't really recover well especially speed guys. And he was out there the first day. And so there was no problem with medically with them wanting to keep him back like they did with the new middle linebacker, Holcomb. Mm-hmm. Holcomb's getting some time off. You're not going to hear much about him, and why Mark Robinson started ahead of him is why. It's because they're easing him in. But there's no easing Austin in. They even threw a bomb that he didn't catch up to. And it was one of the first plays I saw, and I asked him about it, and he goes, oh, yeah, I think we're going to do a lot of that this year. Because I couldn't catch up to that one. But he's telling me what they're telling him, what they're scheming. So he's thinking he's going to be a guy that's going to go deep a lot. Nice. And I said, you know, everybody asked him how the foot is, and he feels great. But I said, did you blow it out? Did you go 100% on that deep ball? He goes, no, I'm not totally blowing it out yet.
Yeah.
So that's where Calvin Austin stands. But he seemed very enthusiastic and hopeful and excited.
Yeah.
And from what I saw, and he confirmed, the team has high plans for him.
Nice. Yeah, a lot of optimism with his return, and it's good to hear that vertical element, your focal point of the offense. Shifting over there, Jim, you were talking about the defensive line, additions of Keanu Benton through the draft this year, DeMarvin Leal's entering his second season, so a lot of young dudes on that defensive line that hopefully are going to take that step in development. What did you see from those players?
Yeah, DeMarvin Leal, he said, call me Marv. So Marv. From now on, Marv.
Home Alone.
When you go up to him at training camp, hey, Marv, you got a minute? He'll be like, oh, cool, he's not calling me DeMarvin. He must be around here for a while.
Let me make a note of that,
Marv. Make a note, yeah.
All right.
So, Marv, I see you're playing defensive tackle next to Cam. He said, well, it's the first day, you know, Larry Ogunjobi, presumably. But I said, are they blowing your weight up? They want you a defensive tackle? He goes, no, same as last year, moving around. I asked him what his weight was. He said, 290. I said, do you want to go up or down? You know, because if he's going to be an edge, he's going to need to lose 5.
Yeah.
If he was going to be a tackle, he needs to gain 5.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't know. I'm going to keep doing as well as I feel on what I need. But right now, he's at a happy place at 290. And he's a defensive tackle, and the plans are to continue moving him around. And with Keanu Benton, he's a 305-pounder, more of a nose tackle, but still, what, 15 more pounds. And Leal, who played edge last year, only 15 more pounds, and he's got pass rush explosion. I said, how many guys are they going to be moving all around? And, you know, he grinned like, you know, wait till you see. You know, he was excited. And Cam's that kind of guy, too. Cam was a defensive end in college, a 4-3 defensive end. So, I mean, of course, they play a 3-4 in theory, but not much nose tackle was getting worked on today. So it's that kind of approach they're using. So it's, you know, two tackles, Leal and Hayward are, I don't even know if Hayward's 300 pounds, probably, but he can play end. He can get outside. Leal's better outside, faster. And then you've got TJ wasn't there today, but Roche filled in. And talking about Marcus Golden coming in for a visit, right? What was on your agenda, right?
Yeah, I had that on there. The veteran out of Arizona, 3 seasons with over 10 sacks. He came in. The Steelers obviously need some depth there. That's exciting.
Yeah. So that's another guy. So, you know, Quincy Roche gets the next man up thing today. Because he's been there like a couple weeks longer than the rookie, Nick Herbig. And so Nick was getting a lot of work too outside, but of course, Alex Highsmith. But so that's what we were seeing today. More, they were working at slot corner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So which brings us to, yes, Arthur Millett got the axe. We had a little pre-game conversation about Millett before we came on here. We'll leave that there. But Shandren Sullivan, I'm looking at my notes here, getting some reps at that nickel spot.
Right, right. So with a four-man front, you get your nickel, you know, 5 DBs and your 2 inside linebackers. So Chadron Sullivan. Is that right? Or is it Sullivan Chadron?
Chadron Sullivan.
Okay. I'm going to have trouble with that name for a long time. Number 34. He's Terrell Edmonds' number. Chadron Sullivan. He played with Patrick Peterson at Minnesota. So I talked to Patrick Peterson. He's the other. He's the defensive guy that's really excited about the ride we have in front of us. And I'm kind of excited, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw my bet on Facebook.
I was just going to bring it up. I saw your bet slip there.
I mean, I'm not predicting in the paper that the Steelers are going to go to the Super Bowl, but their odds are 3,400 to 100 of winning the AFC. So I put 50 to win 1,700. I mean, come on.
Hey, I like your odds.
Okay, but I'm not that excited, but I have that enthusiasm. I like what's happening. And you know, it was bubbling all over Patrick Peterson's face because I talked to Joey Porter too, and Joey got a lot of first team reps, and he said Patrick allowed him to have those opposite Levi Wallace.
Okay.
And I asked Patrick, and he goes, oh, the coach wants to see this and the Grady wants to see that. And I said, well, it sounds like you're doing some coaching too. You're letting them have your reps. He goes, man, I've had a million reps in this league. I said, but it's your first year here. Don't you need? He goes, I'll be fine. But Joey needed to get his, I forget the term he used, his wings with the bigger guys. I mean, you know, instead of covering the rookie receivers as he did at camp. And so he liked what he saw from Joey. And that's when he said, this is going to be a fun ride.
Yeah.
I said, well, when Joey gets up to speed and understands things and has the coach's confidence and they want to play him on third down, do you bump inside? He goes, well, that's very possible. We're talking about it. And he did some of that today in a different package that I didn't talk to him about.
Yeah.
So that's definitely in the plans, but he did not want to diminish the abilities and potential of his former teammate from Minnesota. He didn't rave about him, just said he's a good ball player, 6 years experience, tough physical little guy. He said, Tomlin always talks to us about big men who can run and little guys who can hit.
Yeah.
And he said, that's this little guy. And he is a little guy, number 34, Chadron Sullivan. He's 5'11", 189. Boy, he sure don't look 5'11", but 189, yeah. So he's playing a lot of nickel, and Patrick believes that he didn't want to be pulling coaching stuff, but that's how I see it. Joey's going to come in for him, and he's going to bump over, especially on pass downs. And Patrick did say, I said, you still want to go 14 seasons? I think this is his 13th, right?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah. I said, man, I see you doing Woodson things as free safety and staying here even longer. He goes, season number 14 will be at safety. And I didn't know if he misspoke, but I have that on my tape. Season 14 will be at safety, and then I'll take it from there.
Okay.
So, yeah, write that down too, just in case. Don't report it as news, but keep it in your under your hat.
I got it. So I got my little still sitting inside podcast notebook. So it's going in there along with some other gym, some Wexelisms that are in that book. So you talked.
Well, you didn't write down what I said about Arthur Millette, did you?
I did.
That was short.
That's VIP VIP access.
If you really
that's the real insider. We're give that to God. I got two more things here, and then let's wrap up. And the last one I'll say, because I know you're going to love me for asking it. But and speaking of safety, who was running alongside Fitzpatrick? Was it Keanu Neal or was it DeMonte Casey?
I talked to Keanu Neal, and you know he's wearing 31. He appreciated me telling him that there was another linebacker / strong safety that wore 31 here once.
31. Oh.
Guy by the name of Donnie Shell.
Duh.
Well, he didn't know either.
Yeah.
He was very delighted. And I said, is that you? Are you the linebacker safety? Because, you know, that three safety. Look, he goes, well, I go, you want to be in the strong safety derby? And she's, yeah. And he said he did. He told me he played some free safety today because Minka sat, if not all, a lot. Mm-hmm. Guys like Minka, you know, you want your new guys getting these reps with Team One.
Yeah.
And so Keanu was getting some free safety. Minka was still practicing. But the other guy was the strong safety.
Yeah.
And these kind of things can flip every day or every week. And coaches didn't tell us what their plans are, but I can give you the initial thinking right now. Might not mean much later, but I think more so than checking out everybody's weight gain, I want to see what the coaches are doing with them, first of all. This first day I don't know, Broderick Jones might be getting the second week, but all I can say is Dan Moore looked really good today. Doesn't look like he's going to give that position up real easily. So it's going to be great competition and everybody will benefit. And same as Chandon Sullivan is doing. Why am I having such a hard time with that name?
I was calling him Chandron. I thought there was an R in there.
Well, see, I look at his name. They have last name first, and I'm wondering if his first name's Sullivan. It's a guy with two last names, so I'm confused.
Hey, maybe that's his nickname, two last names. Like the General. So, remember the days of the General, Jim, back in the day when this thing first started?
Well, we'll find some new nicknames.
Hey, so speaking, you're going to love me for closing the show on this because you often love when I go this direction, but I figure this is a good way to wrap this up, being we're coming up here on 30 minutes, but I got to ask. How's my boy Presley Harvin looking?
I looked at him. He walked past me. I can't say I noticed any difference.
Okay.
So if you want me to say he looks fat, I didn't see a belly. I mean, he's a stocky putter.
Yeah.
But I saw no change, nothing really noteworthy. And that's a really weird question.
Well, hey,
what are you looking for?
Was he booming some punts? You know, was he being a little bit more consistent in his practice? Something, a glimmer of hope.
Well, they brought in some real competition this year, didn't they?
He did, and I can't remember
the Braden Mann.
Okay,
Braden Mann. They signed him free agency. He's got 4 years of experience. Doesn't say here where he played before, and I apologize. I should know these facts. It's just start of a new season. I took last week off.
Yeah, and now
I'm ready. I'm ready to write. I'm going to go to John Mellencamp tonight, okay? And I'm going to sit in the fourth row. And when he looks at me, I'm going to tell him how disappointed I am for missing the podcast.
Yeah. Are Jack and Diane going with you?
No.
Did you see what I did there?
Yeah, I saw. It's really cool. But, Pursuta. I want to get Pursuta on with him on our show. Mike Pursuta went last night. And I turned on DVE, and he said it's a horrible, horrible show. He didn't like the movie clips at the beginning. So anyone going tonight, skip the first 35 minutes. In lieu of a warm-up band, he shows old movie clips. Marlon Brando, James Dean, Paul Newman, things like that. For I don't know why, set a tone, but at least I know, so I'm going to go late. And the set list looks great. I think Mike was mad because of the parking garage. He told me where the parking garage is. The one in the 6th Street parking garage is a mess inside. So that's another tip for viewers.
Got it.
I think people are starting to turn their show off, so we better wrap.
Yeah, we came full circle there. We started with Mellencamp, we ended with Mellencamp, and that's going to do it for episode 67. It's the Chemo Von Ohlhoffen episode. We will be back here next week with more coverage from the OTAs, from the insider himself, Mr. Jim Wexel. You can check out Jim's work at the Still City Insider. Give him a follow on Twitter at Jim Wexel. You can check out my work at thestillstudy.com. Give me a follow at Still Study, and we will see you back here next week for episode number 68. Jim, have a great week.
You too, Jeremy.